All right, Bigfoot stories continue to flood into the coast-to-coast phone lines. This creature's got to be around here, Lloyd. It's got to be real.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't have so many thousands of, you know, basically good-hearted people claiming that they've had sightings. You can't have so much very good evidence, particularly footprint evidence. You just can't have it and have it all be a fantasy. It just doesn't work that way. It's not one of these mutual hallucination things that they try to give as an answer for it and all that. But more importantly than that, George, look, I've just posted, for those who might be interested, on my personal website, LloydPye.com, I've just posted a new 5,000-word essay about intervention, and it gives some of the background to why evolution isn't really the answer, creationism isn't the answer, intelligent design, and sort of the history of things. And one of the things that fits into that very nicely is that there is an answer for what these creatures are, but it's just totally ignored by the mainstream. There are creatures called Miocene apes that are very well known in the archaeological record. And Miocene apes start at about 25 million years ago, and they end at about 5 million years ago. So they have about a 20 million year run, these Miocene apes do. And there are two types of them. There are what's called the long-armed apes, and they're what's called the short-armed apes. Now, when I say ape, I mean no tail. We're talking not a monkey, we're talking an ape. The long arms and the short arms. The long arms have arms that are longer than their legs, so that makes them clearly quadrupeds, what we have with us today that are considered primates, chimps, gorillas, like that. Then you have what are called the short-arm Miocene apes. You don't hear a lot about them. Why? Because their arms were the same length as their legs. Now, our arms, human arms, are shorter than our legs. So if you're an ape with arms as long as your legs, you can't really walk easily as a quadruped. So what's the answer for how they locomoted? They were like knuckle draggers. They were bent over real bad, and their arms were like dangling down to the ground. Mm-hmm. Well, that's stupid. That's just stupid. Why wouldn't they just stand upright and walk? It would be so much easier than having their upper trunk have to be supported, you know, leaning. It's like walking like Groucho Marx, but worse.
Right.
That's stupid.
Exactly.
So I say that it was the short-arm Miocene apes that were alive and well for 20 million years, are still alive and well today, have been alive and well for the whole time, just like the quadrupeds are alive, and that they are the hominoids, the Bigfoot, the Sasquatch, and that's why you have different ones, because you had different short-arm Miocene apes, and you have different types of hominoids around the world. To me, it's an obvious and easy answer and a clear connection to make.
They must be huge, though, Lloyd, because people are reporting that these creatures are 7 or 8 feet tall.
Well, that's the largest. Understand, there are four basic kinds, George. There's the giant kind, which is the Bigfoot Sasquatch kind, and they are indeed like 9 feet tall. But then you have the more man-sized kinds. When I say man-sized, we're talking 5 to 7 feet tall. And those are the Almas of Russia and places like that. But you also have the man-sized kind around here. And then you have the also man-sized, again, 5 to 7 feet tall, are the abominable snowman, the Yeti types. There are those. And then there are the small kind, the pygmy kind, the Sedapas and the Agagwes, and the Hobbit of Indonesia that was found. And everybody's baffled by how you can have an upright walking being with a big, robust body and a very tiny peanut of a brain. That's nothing more than a Sedapa or an Agagwe as they're classically described in the hominoid literature. But, you know, again, the mainstream can't afford for these things to be real because it opens so many cans of worms for them, notwithstanding. The complete black eye it gives them all. They just are fending this off as long as they can. But there's no question that they're real, and there's no question that they have been, like I said earlier, they have been the upright, indigenous, you know, the indigenous upright walking primates of planet Earth are the hominoids, and they go back as far as the apes, the chimps and the gorillas go. All the Miocene apes together, the long arms and the short arms, were out there and living and thriving, and there's no reason at all for any of them to have gone extinct. They just live where we don't live, and that's what people don't understand about hominoids.
They have
as much of the world to live in as we do. Fully half of the globe has never been fully explored by anybody on foot. In America, half of America is that way. Half of the United States, half of Canada, more of Canada actually, lots of Canada has never had a foot, human foot on it. The world is not what we think it is. We're led to believe that we've explored every square inch. That is not even close to reality. And those places where we don't go, where we don't live, where all we do is maybe cut a road through it, that is their territory. That is where they live. And they can go entire lifespans and never see a human being, never even know that humans exist.
Do you ever get questioned about your expertise in this area?
Well, when I do lectures, of course, yeah, I do. Why?
I mean, do you get asked to do films or anything like that?
Well, no, because there's not a lot of filmmaking that gets done in this field, you know, and when there is, there are people who have had sighting experiences, and that's usually who they go to, and I've never had a sighting experience. I'm more like an academic, you know, I just study it and I know a lot about it, but I haven't actually seen one, and there's so many people out there with such compelling encounter stories that, I mean, if I were a filmmaker, that's who I'd want to get to, I think, is to hear it from someone who can really have a visceral reaction to it. I just get excited, as you can hear, because I know this thing about the Miocene apes, and I can't get academics to acknowledge how obvious and clear that is. But I would love to, you know, I've done it. If you go, I have, you know, I've done presentations, DVDs. I have a thing on my website where I'm answering some questions about it. But this is just a subject that filmmakers don't deal with very much, George, and they should. They should, because
the evidence
is so compelling when you look at it, and it's so obvious when you put it down to the level of the Miocene apes and you see the gradations from them to where we are now with all of these sightings. To me, it just leaps out. I don't know why so many people can't seem to see it. But when you know the facts, when you know about the Miocene apes, when you know what the problem is with the short arms and how they're just sort of left off the table because there's not an easy explanation for them, there is an easy explanation for them. They are the hominoids.